Warm welcome to the Instagram Mastery Course, or I think I called it the Authentic Instagram Mastery Course. If you don't know, I put the word authentic in front of everything. Okay, so I'm like having a dinner. I'll say, this is my authentic dinner. No. But it really is true that I try to teach marketing and business from a space that is more, I guess you might say, heart-based or more real. I try to call out the shenanigans that people are doing in their marketing. That's not authentic or genuine. So that's the feel I hope that you get from this course, and that will encourage you to really be your real authentic self on Instagram and thereby build a true fan audience. So I'm George Cao. I should mention, some of you don't know me because Sean introduced you, and I've got Sean here on the screen as well. Sean, thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Sean, I'm really excited about this course because usually I teach all my courses by myself. And this is one, I haven't co-taught a course in years, actually. I don't remember the last time I co-taught a course, to be honest with you. I'm sure I have before, but I wanted to, I've taught Instagram course already in the past a couple of times, but I wanted to reboot it this time with Sean's experience in the mix, because Sean is a big creator on Instagram with almost 250,000 followers there, and I have a measly 10,000, almost 9,000 followers there. So you're going to get this experience, this kind of the small creator or small medium creator and large creator experience, and I think makes the course pretty unique this way. So what I want to do in this segment, and Sean, you can chime in. You're welcome to interrupt me anytime, because I tend to just talk. So feel free to just, speak or raise your hand, Sean. But I want to start by talking about the values of this course. And that's unusual, because people usually jump in and say, all right, click here on Instagram to do this. But I really believe that the most valuable part of my courses is the co-learning community. And the reason is because, well, especially with I think with most topics in life, but especially when it comes to marketing and business and technology, things change so fast and the topic is so vast and complex that if I were to say, I'm your teacher, Sean and I are your teachers, you should do what we do, you should do what we tell you, you might do some of that, but I feel like you can learn so much from each other as well. So is it okay that we are a co-learning community here? Raise your hand if that's okay with you. For those of you who didn't raise your hand, that's okay. You can still enjoy the course, even being a lone wolf and not willing to learn from anybody else. No. I really welcome it. As you go through this course and you see the various segments and you have something to add, something to add that maybe even contrary to what I'm saying or to what Sean's saying, but you find it to be useful to you or to other people that you've talked to, please let us know, because we don't know everything. You might think we know everything. No, we really, are looking forward to learning together. And so please share generously in the comments. The other thing is, when you make a comment, if you can look at the comment section and see if there are two other comments you want to reply to, so that you keep the comment reply ratio, help us keep the comment reply ratio healthier, rather than everyone just talking to the void, that we're talking to each other a bit in the comment section in the course platform. So with that, let's move on. Sean, anything you want to say about how you're seeing this course and what brought you here?
Yeah, so I'm super happy to be working with you and to share. I think what we're going to do here is share what we have done and what has worked for us and also what hasn't worked for us, which also means that there's a bunch of stuff that I'm not doing or that George isn't doing. And that doesn't mean that just because we're not doing it, it's not helpful or useful or a good growth strategy. So Instagram is, like you said, George, we were talking about this yesterday, always changing, always adding new features, new little buttons, new little stickers. I don't use like 90% of the features on Instagram. I found a thing that works for me and I continue to do that thing. And sometimes I test little upgrades. And so if we share something that doesn't resonate with you, great, don't do it. And if you do something that we don't do, then share it with us and with everybody here so that maybe we can learn a new thing. We're just going to share with you all like what has worked for us. So that's all I have to share right now.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. And you will notice those who anyway, I'll just say, the course is in six modules. I'm going to be heading up modules 1 and 2 and 6, and Sean will be heading up modules 3, 4, and 5. So those of you who are mainly here for Sean's strategies, you can pretty much ignore modules 1 and 2 and 6, no, and focus on Sean's modules of 3, 4, and 5. So with that, let's move on to the next lesson.